This is Ozarks at Large. Beginning tomorrow, there will be beanbags, tennis balls, machetes, and flaming torches hurtling through northwest Arkansas. Street performers, including jugglers, are the main attraction at tomorrow's First Friday in downtown Bentonville. Saturday night, an event called Ozark Mountain Mystique includes jugglers from around the country, including world champions, at The Odd in downtown Eureka Springs. That begins Saturday night at 7. Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th, more than 100 jugglers of all skill levels will be tossing things about at the All-Star Sports Arena in Springdale. And on the evening of April 13th, the 2013 Northwest Arkansas Juggling Spectacular will begin at 7 at the Global Campus Theater on the Fayetteville Square. To help prepare for all of this tossing about, we present 15 things you should know about juggling. We enlisted 4 local jugglers and 1 world champion juggler to create our list. Number 1, you can learn juggling from an unexpected source.
In fact, the first time I went to meet my wife's parents, I walked in the door and he was juggling 3 machetes. So there was a little bit of an intimidation factor there.
That's Galen Harp, a member of the Institute of Juggleology based in Fayetteville. He learned to juggle after that encounter with his future father-in-law when he was 26. That brings us to fact number 2 about juggling. After you learn how, you'll likely inspire others.
I was 8 years old when I first learned to juggle. I was at a concert and I met Galen. He was doing the Chinese Diablo. And he told us about the juggling club here in Rogers. And so we started coming to it, and I was learning the Diablo. And then my dad was just waiting around, so he learned how to juggle. But then I saw that, and I was like, oh, I should juggle.
Ethan Robison of Eureka Springs is already an accomplished juggler. He performed at the International Juggling Association show and won 4th place in the world in the juniors division. And Ethan gave us fact number 3 already. There is a juggling club in northwest Arkansas that you can find out more about at the NWA Juggling Club Facebook page. Ethan's dad, by the way, Edward Robison, also juggles. Father and son travel together and learn together. And that brings us to juggling fact number 4. Juggling parents and children possess a unique understanding.
Yeah, and I actually kind of got in trouble for letting him juggle fire at a party in Lawrence, Kansas. a juggler there we just met had fire, and he's like, is your son going to try? I said, sure. And then after I told my wife about it, she was like, he's 9. But he can juggle, you know, clubs and knives and everything just fine, and I figured, why not fire?
Yeah, there's really no difference between a juggling club and a torch other than that there's fire.
Fact number 5. Jugglers think there is little difference between something on fire and something not on fire. Which brings us to fact number 6. Jugglers practice, practice, practice. Ellen Winters of Fayetteville, an organizer of the Juggling Spectacular in Fayetteville, says she didn't begin juggling torches or machetes until she could reliably toss and catch less lethal objects 100 times consistently. Fact number 7, Ellen says you can teach yourself.
I first started juggling when I was 11. My parents gave me a book for Easter that came with 3 beanbags. I think it's the best way to learn, short of having a juggling teacher. It's called the Juggling for the Complete Club.
And Ellen says, juggling fact number 8, you're never too old.
We teach juggling, and we have taught a 60-year-old couple to pass balls back and forth. So I would say that really there's not a limit.
No limits is an unofficial juggler's creed. Why not is another. Galen Harp, the juggling partner of Ellen Winters, says jugglers are only limited by their imagination, though, and here's fact number 9, juggling objects of different weights ups the difficulty.
And so it definitely changes it quite a bit. Like juggling a wadded up paper ball and a regular juggling ball and a bowling ball is really difficult because every time you get the paper ball, you want to just launch it. And then when you get the bowling ball, after you've just thrown a paper ball, your senses just, it's a constant readjusting of the pressures you're using in your hands.
Juggling fact 10. For some jugglers, the toss and catch is simply not enough. Ellen Winters says some of the world champions coming to Northwest Arkansas over the next few days have added much more to their repertoire.
We have another juggler named Chad Lunders, who's appeared on The Ellen Show, doing a demonstration of his world record of balancing on a rollabola on top of a picnic table while juggling machetes and reciting Hamlet.
I was able to recite Hamlet. I learned that in college.
Juggling fact number 11, world champion jugglers can be reached by phone and love to talk about their eye-popping abilities. This is Chad Lunders discussing how he came up with the idea of balancing on a board atop a 12-inch cylinder, sitting on a picnic table with machetes constantly in the air, and asking to be or not to be.
And then I thought, okay, I can maybe say Hamlet really, the soliloquy really fast while juggling clubs. And then, of course, I said, no, not clubs. Machetes has to be the thing that's juggled with Hamlet's soliloquy. And then I thought, all right, then I'll put it on the roll of boa. So I practiced that for the Kansas City Juggling Festival where they wanted me to do something. And then while I was practicing, there was a picnic table out back. And I thought, you know, they might be able to see me a little bit better if I stand up on that picnic table. So I was just getting ready to see if it was going to work when someone comes out with a video camera and says, we're ready. So I really didn't get a chance to practice. I just got up there on the picnic table, and first time it all worked out.
And jugglers, at least through our informal survey, love to offer examples of their talents and don't mind being asked to show off a little at a party, campfire, or almost anywhere. That's juggling fact number 12.
And I think it just kind of goes with the territory. I kind of look at it as it's the juggler's version of an autograph. It's this one little thing that I can do to lighten the mood or make things a little happier than they were before.
And number 13, sometimes your juggling will catch the attention of somebody that doesn't quite appreciate your talent as much as the rest of us do. Many jugglers, on their journey from novice to experienced juggler, have been asked to leave a grocery store, you can figure out why, or another retailer. Again, Galen Harp of Fayetteville.
The sporting goods store, I think they drew the line at 5 tennis rackets.
But
I was honestly testing them out to buy.
But really,
as juggling material.
Yeah.
Not for a forehand.
But yeah.
Fact number 14. Jugglers say certain things very casually, certain things that nobody else would ever say at all. An example, Chad Lunder's answer when I asked him if he also, like some jugglers, rides unicycles or walks tight ropes or spins plates.
I do a little unicycling. I don't do very much plate spinning, but about every juggling prop that there is, I have probably picked up and tried, whether it be the Chinese Diablo, bouncing balls, spinning tops, all sorts of different props. So I've done a little bit of everything, you could say.
You know you're talking to a juggler when they say offhand, I haven't done much plate spinning. And fact number 15, your chances to see these jugglers and many others are numerous over the next week and a half. Many will be performing tomorrow at First Friday on the downtown Bentonville Square. Others will be at the Odd in downtown Eureka Springs Saturday night at 7. Still more jugglers will be at the All-Star Sports Arena in Springdale Friday night and Saturday afternoon, that's April 12th and 13th. And the 2013 Juggling Spectacular will be Saturday night, April 13th at 7 at the Global Campus Theater on the Fayetteville Square. We have a link to all of those events at ozarksatlarge.com. Oh, and here's a bonus fact. Number 16, juggling can be better than Cupid's arrow. Ellen Winter's husband learned how to juggle just to get a second date with her.
He was incredibly resourceful. He made his own juggling balls by putting pennies in socks, rolling them up, and wrapping them in duct tape. And he learned 4 balls that way.
This is Ozarks at Large.